FM W260C in Beaver Scene and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin at the Supreme Court, where justices will hear former President Trump's appeal to stay on the 2024 ballot in Colorado, despite his bid to undo the results of the 2020 election. Susan Acker trekked to Washington from Cincinnati and camped out outside to get a seat.
This is a landmark decision, and I want to be in the room where it happens, to quote Hamilton.
Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
The Colorado Supreme Court held that because Donald Trump had taken an oath to the Constitution and then engaged in insurrection under the 14th Amendment, Section 3, he could be barred from running for the presidency.
Overseas, Iraqi protesters shouting, America is the devil, after the U.S. took out a high-ranking commander of an Iranian-backed militia who'd been in Baghdad. CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon.
This drone strike is part of the retaliation for that earlier drone strike against the base in Jordan.
The search continues for five Marines missing since their helicopter went down in stormy weather outside San Diego yesterday morning. The chopper's been located. Search crews plan to enter a home in suburban Philadelphia today after police say someone inside shot at two officers who responded to a call for help, then set the place on fire. Delaware County District Attorney Jack Stolzheimer says at least six people, including children, are unaccounted for.
It is our terrible fear that they may be inside that house when it was burned. We are hopeful that that is not true.
Chilling news on our warming Earth.
The European Climate Institute says for the first time, global warming exceeded the 1.5 degrees Celsius target temperature for an entire year last year.
Well, it's very concerning.
Climatologist Robert Watson.
This far exceeds anything that is acceptable.
Wildfires, drought, and extreme weather events are writing their message in flames, Watson says. Speedy global action to cut greenhouse gas emissions is needed now. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Which brings up the question, where have all the monarchs gone? Officials in Mexico say the number of butterflies that migrate south from California has dropped almost 60% from previous seasons to the second lowest level on record. Experts blame hot, dry weather for a poor crop of milkweed plants that monarch caterpillars feast on in the U.S. and Canada. Environmental scientist Gregory Mitchell has hope.
We have a lot of the knowledge and a lot of the evidence base right now to begin conservation action and to begin to reverse the declines of the monarch.
S&P futures down 8. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The universities of Wisconsin have a new website listing all online courses across the system's 13 campuses. The website lists more than 200 online programs and links to the campuses that offer the classes. The UW system is facing an $18 million deficit by this summer after years of declining enrollment and lower state aid. 4 2-year branch campuses are closing. President Biden and Donald Trump are dead even in the latest Marquette Law School poll. Trump's up slightly when you add in third-party candidates who took a sizable chunk of the votes.
I think it reflects the broad dissatisfaction with both Trump and Biden as the matchup. And so people unhappy with that are expressing it by saying at this point they'd vote third party.
Pollster Charles Franklin spoke with the Devil's Advocates radio show on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin loses at Michigan. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers losing 72-68 to a struggling Michigan Wolverine program. They were able to snap a five-game losing streak. The Badgers head to Rutgers Saturday. Number 7th-ranked Marquette getting ready to host St. John's on Saturday. The Golden Eagles have now won 6 in a row. Baseball. The Brewers adding players after trading pitcher Corbin Burns to the Orioles. They've signed Jacob Junis from the Giants to a one-year deal. And they've also added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres to a one-year contract worth $7 million. NFL, the 49ers holding practice, but they don't like the field they're on at UNLV as they get ready for the Super Bowl. It's AstroTurf laid down over a natural grass field. Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to change our whole schedule up.
Are you satisfied with that choice?
We're here. We're practicing on it. I mean, everyone has their preferences and wish things were better, but we'll deal with the field how it is.
That's 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and mild with scattered light rain possible today. We'll get to around 53 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to near 30. Tonight, scattered light rain. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, sunny, 50. Saturday, sunny and cooler, high near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
News talk and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Bought a new pair of sneakers the other day. I think I got a good price. I put $50 down and I'm paying $5 a month for 60 months. I need to make some money. I've been reading these books now, the millionaires write books, and they all say the same thing. They say making that first million is the toughest. Yeah, I'm finding that to be the case. I hope the second million isn't this tough. In fact, I might have a little trouble with a 1,000 barrier. The money I do have is all tied up in Pokemon cards. Yeah, I had to sell some Beanie Babies to get the Pokemon cards. But I wanted to diversify my portfolio.
Hair, which actually started off Broadway. The New York Shakespeare Public Festival ran the musical Hair off Broadway. It was such a hit with great music, they moved it to the Biltmore Theater, which was a big Broadway theater house, and it played there for years, and it had nudity in it. Broadway never had nude people running around stage before until Hair did it. What a bunch of great songs coming from that show. Ian Anderson is here. He's appearing in Broadway Blockbusters this Saturday at the Racine Theater Guild. And that's you're going to sing some of the songs from Hair. Now, I don't know if you're going to sing that one, but there are so many great songs. Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In, and you name it. It's in Hair with nude people running around, but not at the Racine Theater Guild stage. You guys are wearing clothing, right?
Yeah, we'll be fully clothed for sure.
And, you know, that was a shocker when people went to go see Hair and people running around naked on stage, because that had never happened in the history of Broadway before. So, okay, so you guys are going to sing a ton of Broadway tunes this coming Saturday night. And these are like ensemble songs. Not so much you're going to have the whole Broadway musical. You're going to sing selected songs from a plethora, a ton of Broadway musicals. Why don't you run some of them you're going to sing?
Yeah, I think total we're at like, there's like 37 different shows that are ultimately represented by the concert. And I mean, it's going from lots of things. I mean, they're all blockbuster shows. I mean, I could list them off, Sound of Music, you know, Oklahoma, even to Mary Poppins. I mean, there's a gambit of music from sort of like the golden age, all the way up through kind of more recent productions that kind of ran and were big successes. Obviously, that was the focus of the concert, is putting in music that was representative of shows that kind of like made an impact on Broadway, right? Because we have a lot of great shows that like come off and that don't necessarily live a long life on Broadway, but wanting to be able to feature all the music that, you know, the general public, the music that's kind of moved into our sort of pop culture world from Broadway that, you know, people would recognize, which is obviously fun. Everybody loves hearing the songs that they know, right?
And we're going to play some of them because you're going to recognize these songs as soon as you hear it. People are going to, they say, oh, I didn't know that was from a Broadway musical. And I was, I was very fortunate. I grew up in New York City, so we went to Broadway musicals all the time in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, all these shows. So I was very fortunate. And that's when tickets were like $6 or $8 to get in. Now, if you want to go see Hamilton, you're talking almost $200 for a ticket to go see Hamilton. What did you see Hamilton at all?
Yeah, I did see when they had the sort of sit-down production in Chicago. I got to see it. I also saw it when I toured through Milwaukee, even, with when I had season tickets up there.
What did you think of it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was great. I think, to me, what's a wonderful thing about Broadway when you think about it over sort of its lifetime, especially as we're revisiting all this music, is, and even Hair that you just played, like, musicals in the way that most art forms do kind of like reflect current times and sort of changes in our pop culture and sort of steps forward, right? Like Broadway's always been on the front end of, you know, positive change, you know, connecting to what's happening in the world. So it's nice to be able to see that happening. And it's nice that, you know, to see a show where we're celebrating American history and having the people on stage not necessarily look like what you would anticipate, and have it sort of represented with, you know, more modern forms of music like hip hop and rap, and sort of celebrating, you know, what it is to be an you know, American, like the story of America, right? What our founding fathers did ultimately. So I mean, I think it's such a cool show. Plus the music is great, like totally singable, great melodies. I really enjoyed it.
I didn't like it, and I'll tell you why. Now, in all fairness, I saw the streaming production when COVID was amongst us. It was streamed, and I got to see that. I just, you know, there's an old axiom, if you leave the theater humming a tune, you have a hit show. I wasn't humming any other tunes. I just didn't find anything. I don't know, it just didn't hit me, and I love usually everything, and my brother saw it on Broadway and just raved about it, him and his wife, just raved about it. I ran into so many people, oh, you gotta see Hamilton, you gotta see. I didn't like it. I'm one of the rare few people that just didn't, maybe because I saw it streamed, I didn't see it live on stage, which is a problem because Broadway shows don't always translate to the small screen. They just don't. You have to be part of the action. And that's what's so good about the Racine Theater Guild, whether you see a musical or a play there, you're part of it. I mean, the set designers at the Racine Theater Guild, I don't know who they are. I'd love to meet them someday, but we just saw Dial M for Murder, the play. And the set design, the acting, I mean, is so top-notch. I think you could move some of these productions right to Broadway, and nobody would notice the difference. Nobody would say, oh, that's from Racine. No, they wouldn't notice it. It's that good. And that's what I felt with Dial M for Murder. Everybody was excellent, but I'll single out the inspector and the guy who played the Ray Milland part. I can't think of the character's name. Just great. Just great. And every musical there is great. We saw Sweeney Todd, and I thought the set design for Sweeney Todd with that, the barber chair that opened up and sent somebody, every time they sent a body down there, an actor said, I hope they're okay. that's a long fall. But
no, for sure. That's it's interesting to bring that up. I think that's one of the best things. One thing that the Racine Theater Guild does is we actually hire in people to design our sets, which I think makes an impact. I mean, obviously, it's something that you specifically notice. But I think within that, most of the other people working on the productions are all volunteers, like people who have day jobs, you know, working as social workers. I work as a project manager. Like, I don't do this for a living, but it's all these people who come together to do something that they love, that they, you know, want to do to kind of bring joy in their life outside of, you know, their day-to-day career when they're not doing this. So
we are
so cool that we have that opportunity and that we have such a well-established theater. I mean, we've been around 85 years. It's crazy that, you know, Racine, the legacy of the Racine Theater Guild in Racine is sort of incredible.
And every seat is a winner in that theater. Now, I've been to enough Broadway show theaters to know that it's uncomfortable. Those theaters are over 100 years old, and they really haven't been refurbished that well because the seats are still small when you go to Broadway. They're crowded in. And, I mean, it's good. Once you get into the show, you probably don't notice it as much. But for a guy who's 6'3" like me, and I'm used to the movie theaters now with the recliners, and I got spoiled, when you go to a Broadway show, you don't have a lot of leg room. But in the Racine Theater Guild, every seat is a winner. It's not a theater in the round. It's a theater in a semicircle, which is different than Broadway theaters that have a flat stage. The only difference, I would tell you, is the live orchestra. And it doesn't even matter. I mean, the music's the music. Mm-hmm. If it's played well, it's played well. I'm going to play a little tune here. You're going to do a song from, you got music from Gypsy you're going to do, right?
Yes, that's true.
I don't know if you're doing this song, but give a listen to this tune. Then I got a story about it here. Hold on. Interesting is that song is not in the movie Gypsy. You would think a hit song like that, and that's one of those songs you leave the theater humming a tune. You know that's not in the movie? Did you ever hear the story? What happened?
No, I didn't actually know that wasn't in the movie. That's crazy.
You hear the last three or four notes because they cut it. And the reason they cut it was they said for time, it was just the movie was getting long. And they had to cut some songs from the movie, and that was one of the songs they had to cut. Unbelievable. It's such a classic. That was the original Broadway cast with Ethel Merman. I saw Gypsy on Broadway with Tyne Daly. Remember Tyne Daly? She was on Cagney and Lacey.
Yeah, for sure.
And it was great because at the very beginning of the show, if you watch it in the movies, Rosalind Russell comes out screaming, "Stop, stop." Her little kid is auditioning on stage. With Tyne Daly, she came down the aisle of the theater screaming, "Stop, stop, stop," about, and it was, she was so good. She was a great Mama Rose, and there were so many people. Bette Midler did Gypsy most recently in the last few years on Broadway. But which song, could you tell me, is it a secret, which song you do from Gypsy?
Let me check, actually, our script. I don't even know which song it is. Oh, it's Coming Up Roses, of course.
Oh,
another,
yeah,
classic song. Yeah, everything's Coming Up Roses.
They didn't cut that.
Yeah.
That stayed.
No, of course not.
Okay,
yeah.
We're going to play some more from some of the shows. Unfortunately, I brought the wrong music man with me. I went to bring Robert Preston, and I got that horrible version with Matthew Broderick with me. But we'll play something from it anyway. Ian Anderson is here. He is in the new Broadway Blockbusters at the Racine Theater Guild, and it is coming up this Saturday night. So there's still some tickets left if you want to go see that. It's WRTN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Stay right where you are.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
How to apply for a job. How to advance from the mailroom. How to sit down at a desk. How to dictate memorandums. How to develop executive style. How to commute in a three-button suit with that weary executive smile. This book is all that I need. How to
Broadway cast of How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. I guess Robert Morris starred with the original Broadway cast, and then he starred in the movie. And it's kind of interesting, a lot of movies, when they make them of Broadway shows, don't bring back the original Broadway cast. Some do, some do not. And with that, they brought back the original Broadway cast of How to Succeed to make the movie, then the new Broadway cast version. But some of these things are evergreens. You could bring them back time and time again and just redo them on Broadway over and over again, and people love them. And that's what I love about the Racine Theater Guild. You bring classic musicals back to the Racine Theater Guild, and everybody loves it because the music is so good. The Sound of Music, we're going to hear a tune from that. Grease we've got coming up, Oliver. And so give us some of the shows you're going to sing about this Saturday night.
Yeah, I know you mentioned some that we've actually seen on the Guild stage, too, Sound of Music, we did a few years ago. But there's, I mean, a ton of things in here. There's a bit from Cabaret, which is actually also coming up at the Racine Theater Guild in May, so make sure you get your tickets for that. But there's, we're representing Peter Pan, Guys and Dolls, Hello Dolly. I know you said Oliver, My Fair Lady. Even moving kind of more into more recent musicals like Hairspray. I know you mentioned Grease, Les Miserables, even Hamilton, as you were talking about. We have a lovely woman singing a solo from that show as well. So, I mean, it's very representative of a lot of, really blockbuster musicals, right?
Now, in the original Broadway cast of Grease, now, I shouldn't say the original, because the original was made into the movie, then they brought it back with Rosie O'Donnell starring in Grease, which was... There's a woman in there who stars in there called Marsha Lewis. That's not your Marsha Lewis, is it? You have Marsha Lewis at the Racine Theater Guild. I always wondered if that was the same one or not.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think she was on Broadway in Grease?
No, I don't think so.
My daughter saw it on Broadway, and she said it was too neon. They had too many neon lights on stage. It was excellent, she said. Rosie O'Donnell was great. And, you know, but she said it was just too much neon. Now, here's something. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I heard that production, they kind of, pushed the camp, from what I understand. I remember seeing the pictures of the teen angel where he had a giant sort of pompadour, like ridiculous. Yeah. And that was just the style they went with, right? But it's interesting.
You know, and a lot of times they put songs in the movie that were not in the Broadway show. And that's the case with, what's that, I'm the One That You Want? Was a big hit song. It's not in the movie. Excuse me, it's in the movie. It's not in the Broadway show. And I think a lot of people would be disappointed when they go to see Grease on Broadway and they won't hear that song because they wrote it for the movie. And it was a hit song with Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. But it's, you know, just not there.
One thing that's nice when you produce the show is you can make the choice to put those songs in. You have to pay extra from a rights perspective. But like when we did the show at the Racine Theater Guild, I actually costumed the show. And they put that music in, those stuff that isn't in the sort of stage production that was really popular, obviously big hit songs from the movie. So that was nice.
Oh, you did do that. Okay. I don't know how rights work. I know how they work with radio stations with, ASCAP, BMI and CSAC music rights. I know how that works because I filled out the paperwork for years to do that. I don't know how you guys do it with a Broadway musical. When you bring a show in, and I talked to Doug Incidence about this once, and he explained it to me. But, you know, sometimes I could understand. I pretend I understand stuff that I don't really understand. But I know you get it. You pay for a certain amount of runs of the show. But I don't know what you can diddle around with it, what you can change, what you can't change.
Yeah, I mean, generally, you really shouldn't be changing anything about the sort of structure of the show. Obviously, there's some show set up where you can sort of make, you know, changes that they've actually put in as options in the script when, you know, you want to adjust slightly. And some of it can be for content. I know sometimes you want to take some of the swears out depending on where you're performing, especially in like a high school setting, of course. But yeah, it's a very interesting process. The Guild has a playwriting committee, so we go through the process every year with volunteers again, along with our managing artistic director, Doug Instis, that you just mentioned. And we basically pick a season. And then once the season's picked, which we've picked the one for next season, which we're going to announce in March, at the beginning of March on the 5th. So if you want to come out for the big celebration, I know there's an event at the Guild that night. But we then obviously have to go through the process of getting rights, which I know sometimes can be a tumultuous experience. I know there's been musicals we've gotten in the past where we got the rights and then they were pulled because maybe like a professional theater was doing it in, you know, close proximity to where we were around the same time, and they didn't want to have it oversaturated, which ultimately obviously results in us making a, you know, a hard left in our planning, especially with like marketing and all of that, to sort of change the show and really also have to make a decision, right, last minute for the change. So luckily, as of late, we haven't had that happen in the recent seasons, but that is something obviously we have to deal with. And at the end of the day, we want to make sure we're paying out for intellectual property, right? Like somebody wrote this, somebody produced it. You know, they deserve to be paid if we're going to sort of perform the material, as you were talking about. I'm sure making sure that the artists whose songs you're playing ultimately get sort of compensated for their music being out there. And
we pay a lot of money to play music.
Yeah,
on
I bet.
Even though we're not a music radio station, we still play songs. And so we have to pay the BMI, ASCAP, and CSAC rights. Anytime you do a public performance, even churches that play music in their churches have to pay music rights because somebody wrote that music and somebody's got to get paid for it. The performer won't get paid, but the person who writes it did. And here's a classic example. In Louisville, Kentucky, where Muhammad Ali is buried and also Colonel Sanders from Kentucky Fried Chicken is buried, is a tiny little marker. And it's a woman named Patty Smith Hill. You ever hear of her?
No, I haven't.
Okay. She and her sister Mildred wrote a song that every time it's in a movie, they put their names on the screen. They wrote the song, Happy Birthday to You.
Mm.
And it's always got to have their name on it because they wrote it. She was a school teacher and she wrote it. Hey, let's get a quick tune in. This is from Grease. We're talking to Ian Anderson of the Racine Theater Guild. Broadway blockbusters coming up Saturday.
However, the small portion of alumni that I notice missing are certainly not missing from our fond memories of them. And I'm sure they would want us to know that they are fully present and accounted for in spirit, just the way we always remember them.
Listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Matt Nair.
Air on Air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on AM 1400, 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
More than 300 excited FFA supporters got together in Green Bay over the weekend. Their goal? Continuing to grow Wisconsin FFA. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. The Wisconsin FFA Alumni Convention was held up in Green Bay. More than 300 members that were part of the activities, including Tom Bressler. He's the immediate past president of the Wisconsin FFA Foundation. That's the funding mechanism for a lot of the growth that we're seeing in Wisconsin. And Bressler says, well, it's exciting, it's also challenging.
The neat thing is, in the FFA, it's all growth. We're getting more students, we're getting more excitement, the ag community is getting bigger and broader, but for the FFA Foundation, that means we need to do more and we need to raise more, because there's a lot more, not only to support the things that have already grown, but to promote more growth coming on. It's exciting, it's challenging, sometimes it's frustrating, because why aren't we getting more support out here? But it's exciting. That's the number one message, is this thing is getting bigger and bigger.
Tom Bressler, immediate past president of the Wisconsin FFA Foundation, one of the major funding mechanisms for FFA activities in the state. In 2022, the FFA Foundation raised more than $370,000 in support of FFA activities. Coming up in a moment, the FFA alumni elect some new officer members. I've got the details on the way.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
We know you work hard every day to keep your livestock healthy and run an efficient operation, because there's no such thing as a snow day. Take time this winter and consider BioVet, your trusted partner in helping you raise stronger, healthier animals and to protect your bottom line. The knowledge and support from our team can help you make the difference in keeping your livestock healthy. Call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
During the Wisconsin FFA Alumni Convention in Green Bay, they selected their new officer team, which involves Grant Stajic from Bondwell as president, Nick Lowe from Stoughton as president-elect, vice president is Chris Blank from the Cashton FFA. They also recognize Bobby Joe Montgomery from Waupaca as the immediate past president. Want to find out more about the Wisconsin FFA Alumni Convention? Pop on over to our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. You'll get a chance to see all the state chapter awards that were presented as well. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Cloudy and mild with scattered light rain possible today. We'll get to around 53 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to near 30. Tonight, scattered light rain, otherwise partly cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, sunny, 50. Saturday, sunny and cooler, high near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old, "We're the comedians" line?
That's a big thing in stand-up. For those of you listening, comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something, but sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on in.
Oh, you're comics. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
One boy for
seven guineas. That's all that amounts. Small boy, rather pale, from lack of sleep, feed him gruel dinners, stop him getting stout. If I should say he wasn't very greedy, I could not, I'd be telling you a tale. One boy for sale, come take a peep. Have you ever seen as nice a boy for sale?
What a bunch of great songs from Oliver. Even the movie was such a smash hit. Ian Anderson is here, one of the performers this weekend in Broadway Blockbusters at the Racine Theater Guild. Now, I got my tickets about 2 weeks ago, and it looks like they were going pretty fast. So if you want to go, you better contact the Racine Theater Guild like as soon as they open this morning to get your tickets. This is one of the songs you're doing, right? Where is Love from Oliver, right?
Yeah, that's one of the ones that we're covering. I know that that Oliver's actually a favorite show of the director, Rob Cruz, who's been sort of spearheading the concert series for 7 years, which is crazy. We even got some activity in while we were shut down during COVID. We did a virtual concert, and we coming back out of COVID, we did the first thing we did on stage with an audience was actually a spotlight concert celebrating America. So it's been great, but I know he was happy to put in a song from a show that he loves. I know he loves Oliver, so...
I was at both those shows. I went to the first one, the Spotlight one, you first opened up. My wife and I went. We had to get out of the house. It was COVID. And we said, this is a great way to get it. Yeah, we just, had to get out of that place. Okay, I got two stories to tell because I want to get these in. My Pippin story. This is a life lesson learned for me. I was dating a girl named Ginger at the time. This was back in the 70s. Pippin had the original Broadway cast, and it was a huge hit on Broadway. So I went down to Macy's Ticketron. That's where you got tickets from, Macy's Ticketron. And I went down to Macy's, and they said, oh, that show's sold out. You can't get tickets for it. I said, really? They said, leave your name. A lot of times people want to turn in their tickets, or they can't go, and they want to resell them. So I got a call, and they said, a woman had two tickets. She can't use them. Here's her address. She said it was okay to go to her house. Now, again, you have to pay the face value. You can't pay more than that because that's called scalping. So you have to pay the face value. I went to the house. I think it was like $10 a ticket. I gave her $20. I told my girlfriend, remember you wanted to see Pippin? We've got Pippin for tonight on Broadway, on the aisle. Great seats. She goes, I don't feel like going. I'm going to sit home and watch TV. Now, I shortened the story because every day I was calling Ticketron at Macy's. And I said, anything, no, we got your name, don't worry, we'll call you, don't worry. I did that every day, and I finally got the tickets. And $20 was a lot for Broadway show tickets back then for two of them. And that was the beginning of the end. Now, I never threw out those tickets. I kept them. And every time I wanted to feel that if I did something stupid, I would look at those tickets and say, yes, I could do something dumber than this. And those were that was the beginning of the end of our relationship. And so I couldn't give them away because the show was coming up in a couple of hours and, you know, people need to get ready. So I called a few people. They couldn't use them. So I kept the tickets as a monument to my stupidity. And that's my Pippin story with the original Broadway cast. And I did.
Yeah, you live and you learn, right?
Well, and the funny thing is, the woman who worked at the Ticketron office, I told her, I said, if anybody wants them, they can have them free. If somebody calls in, I'll just give it to them. And she goes, she said later on to me, I wish you'd have asked me. I would have gone. again, a monument to stupidity. But that's not going to happen at the Theater Guild because I have my tickets. My wife and I are going, and we're going to have a great time. We both love Broadway show music. And before I started working here again, I used to drive to work in the morning, and we always popped a Broadway CD in the car. And we picked different ones every time. And we used to listen to them on the way to and from. When we traveled, we always had a Broadway show original cast CD in the car. And I had some strange ones, like 2x2. Do you ever hear of that?
No, I've never heard of that either.
Yeah, Danny Kaye starred in 2x2. It was the story of Noah's Ark, and it was a Broadway musical. It wasn't very good, but it played on Broadway for a while, you know, 100 or so performances on Broadway. But, you know, the last one go ahead.
Yeah, I always think it's so interesting when there are shows that you're mentioning that, like, general consciousness, like, people don't know. But they weren't not successful. Like, they were successful on Broadway. They played for a period of time, and they've sort of, like, fallen off the consciousness where, like, you don't see schools producing them. You don't see, community theaters producing them. It's very interesting to me that just is the case with Broadway shows. It's very interesting.
Yeah, they're the classics that everybody knows, and they're guaranteed to be a hit. Yeah, like mm-hmm. Oliver. Everybody knows Oliver. They all know the music, The Sound of Music. They all know the music. Grease. They all know the music. So they're instant hits, and you don't have to worry about if people are going to like it or not. But there are a couple of them. I'm trying to think of some of them. I have this CD called Forgotten Broadway Musicals, and a lot of them did very well on Broadway. The last one I saw on Broadway, and a lot of people don't know this was a Broadway musical, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. They know the movie, but it went...
Yeah, for sure. And I know that every once in a while you see people produce that, but obviously the car is a huge, huge barrier when you're going to produce that. I think actually we read that when we were considering it for the Guild in the past, and it's a very complicated show. Even the Caratacus, his sort of inventions are like part of the show because obviously that's what he does. He's an inventor, which is why he creates the car. But yeah, they definitely had a stage production that was played on Broadway, which, I mean, I love. I mean, the Sherman Brothers music, how can you go wrong there? And, I mean, we're even doing Mary Poppins, which, you know, obviously the stage production wasn't necessarily all written by them, but it's based on the music from the movie. They actually were supported by two other composers who had composed some other musicals when they actually made the stage production of Mary Poppins.
Now, but
their music, nonetheless.
They did fly the car. I saw it on 42nd Street, and they turned this old porno house into a Broadway music. They refurbished the whole place, Broadway Playhouse. And they flew the car above the audience. And it was dark, so you couldn't see how they were doing it. But I did buy the CD in the lobby, the making of, and how they, and I could see how they did it. But they flew the car above the audience to the back, to the front again, and they turned it around. And you're in awe watching. That's the big showstopper, that car flying above the audience. And I guess they had to make sure this thing was going to stay and not fall down and kill people.
No, that's real, yeah. I actually saw I always think that that's like an incredible thing. When we actually did Mary Poppins at the Theater Guild, we had Mary fly out. And I think that's the thing that I hear now when we talk back about the show. Like, they don't remember the people necessarily who were in it, but they remember Mary Poppins flying out at the end, which was very cool that we were able to do that.
Yes.
Such a cool thing.
Yes, yeah. If you can fly, yeah, anything you get special effects in a Broadway musical. Now, this is interesting about Mary Poppins. When My Fair Lady was on Broadway, they had the original Broadway cast. Sterling Holloway played a role. Rex Harrison was Henry Higgins. And Eliza Doolittle was Julie Andrews. She starred with the original Broadway cast in My Fair Lady. When they came to making the movie, though, they brought back Sterling Holloway, they brought back Rex Harrison, but they didn't bring back Julie Andrews because she wasn't a name at the time, and they needed to go with a name, and they went with Audrey Hepburn, who couldn't sing. They had Marnie Nixon redid her voice.
Yeah, who did that many times at that point in time. She was the voice for so many people.
And so the ironic thing was, Sterling Holloway won an Academy Award. Rex Harrison won an Academy Award. The movie won Best Picture of the Year. But the Best Actress Award went to Julie Andrews for Mary Poppins that year. And
Walt Disney had some insight about the talent that was and then became Julie Andrews and the stardom that was there. So it's so interesting when I hear that story that, you know, to not take a chance on someone who won a Tony for playing the part on Broadway, and then you didn't love them because they didn't have the quote-unquote name. And then, you know, she won the award anyway when she was competing with the person who replaced her in the movie. It's so interesting.
It makes you think, could she have won the Academy Award for My Fair Lady? I think so.
I think so, too.
I think the Academy voters said, this isn't fair. Plus, it's tough to give it to somebody who didn't do their own singing.
Mm-hmm. No, that's real.
And, you know, Marnie Nixon, her husband was Ernest Gold, and he was a composer. He wrote the music for the movie Exodus. It's a mad, 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 mad world. He did dozens of Broadway movie soundtracks, Ernest Gold. And her son was Andrew Gold, had a couple of hits on the top 40 charts. So the whole family, Marnie Nixon, Ernest Gold, Andrew Gold, all heavy into music and did very well with it. Here's my other quick story before we break here. I want to tell you another story. 1776, great show on Broadway. It's my favorite one I ever saw on Broadway. It's the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And you think that couldn't be a fun musical, but it was a very good musical. And it starred the original Broadway cast, also played in the movie. They brought the entire cast back to the movie. But one of the actors on the Broadway show was Ken Howard. He played Thomas Jefferson, a key role, obviously, in 1776. And he went on to the movie. He went into a lot of other roles on Broadway. He went on to a TV series, The White Shadow, which was a hit series on CBS. But he was appearing in Rumors. And I told you off the air, you remember the show Rumors, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was starring in Rumors on Broadway. And my mother and father were going to a show that night, not Rumors, but they stopped at a bar to get a drink before the show started. And there's some rolls on the bar, like dinner rolls. And my father's eating one along with his drink. And Ken Howard sits down and he said to my father, oh, I'm sorry, that was part of my dinner. I'm appearing in a show and I just wanted to get a quick bite. My father said, oh, I'm eating your dinner. I am so sorry. Let me buy you more rolls. And Ken Howard said, no, I really don't have time. I wasn't going to eat them anyway, but you can have the rest of the rolls. And my father said, I feel terrible. I'm eating your dinner and you got to go appear in a show right now. And he said, don't worry about it. It's fine. So that's my other story. My father eating Ken Howard's dinner before he appeared in Rumors on Broadway. I said to my father, what possessed you to start eating somebody's dinner? He said, I thought it was like pretzels on a bar. They put dinner rolls. So we all have stories. What song are you singing from Oklahoma?
Oklahoma, we're singing the title song, Oklahoma, and that's a big group number, which will be great. It's as we've been rehearsing this week, the music's really coming together with our sort of ensemble singers. I mean, there's a total of 50-plus people that are in this concert, which I think might be the biggest group we've had. We had done, prior to COVID, some concerts that had big ensembles just to celebrate. I think we did Rodgers and Hammerstein, and we had done celebrating Andrew Lloyd Webber. And so it's nice to kind of revisit this and have like a lot of voices in the space and sort of celebrating this great music. But yeah, we're singing Oklahoma from the musical Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we say
you're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt Nair on Air.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Hello. So nice to be back home where I belong. You're looking swell, Manny, I can tell. Danny, you're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still...
Ian Anderson, my guest here at WRJN this morning. I'm Don Rosen, thanks for joining us here. Ian appearing with Broadway Blockbusters this coming Saturday night at the Racine Theater Guild. Still can get tickets for that, and I wouldn't miss it. I'm going to be there. My wife and I love Broadway show music. What did you think of the movie Hello, Dolly? Did you see it with Barbara Streisand?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's when you realize that how young Barbara was, I think she's great in it. I think the costuming is killer. Some other great sort of Broadway talent sort of filling out that cast. But she was so young. Where, like, you think about it from that aspect, it's like it doesn't make sense for her to be a widower when she was, like, in her 20s. Not that that couldn't be the case if that were to be. But, you know, obviously Carol Channing being older, the character being an older character is kind of what you anticipate, a sort of matron. But, yeah, I mean, a beautiful movie. And, I mean, the music is great. Jerry Herman writes a great musical in general. Lots of music you remember, as you were talking about Hamilton, you could walk out of a Jerry Herman show and be humming a tune, if not many of them.
Yeah, I know.
For sure.
You always get your money's worth when you're humming a tune. You know, Walter Matthau said that was the worst experience he ever had making a movie with Barbara Streisand because she's demanding. And, you know, keep in mind, when she made Hello, Dolly, Funny Girl wasn't out yet. I mean, she made Funny Girl, but she made Hello, Dolly, and Gene Kelly directed it. And it was very expensive to make, and they couldn't release it because they made a deal with David Merrick that they couldn't release Hello, Dolly into the theaters until it was done running on Broadway. And they wound up having to give him a lot of money to get them to allow to release Hello, Dolly. By the time they released it, movie musicals were falling out of favor with the public. It was 1969. They wanted to release it in 68, right after Funny Girl came out, but, you know, they made a dumb deal with David Merrick. I didn't think she was right for the role. She was good, but Walter Matthau was 20 times her age, and you didn't believe that she was falling for Walter Matthau.
Yeah, what's crazy is for people who know that movie, the Cornelius Hackle, sort of the young ingenue, actually went on to be the original Phantom in Phantom of the Opera on Broadway, Michael Crawford. So,
yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Now, I saw Hello, Dolly on Broadway with Betty Grable. In the original, with the cast. But so many people went on to play that role, including, and I have it here, I don't know if we'll have time to play it, Pearl Bailey with an all-African-American cast. I got Cab Calloway playing the love interest, and Pearl Bailey, who I heard just knocked it out of the ballpark. Because this was made for Pearl Bailey. I mean, the guy who did the casting for that all-African-American cast just nailed it with Pearl Bailey, and I heard she did a great job. And I have the songs from Pearl Bailey in Hello, Dolly. She's just great. Cab Calloway, I mean, it was perfect for the role. So Hello, Dolly had a big, long run on Broadway. At the time, I think it was one of the longest. Phantom of the Opera is now the longest-running show in the history of Broadway. You doing anything from Phantom?
Phantom didn't make the list, but we do have another show that's been on Broadway a long time, which is Wicked.
Which Wicked.
I know everybody's seen. Everybody loves Wicked, right? I actually only saw it like a staged production, obviously knowing the music for years, but only saw a recent production. But like, I get why it's on Broadway. It's a great book. The music is incredible. The story is great. It's a very tight, great musical. So like, it totally makes sense for me for it to have been living as long as it has on Broadway, for sure. And then the movie's coming with Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, also of major Broadway fame. I know she's been moving into to movies more recently, but incredible singer for sure.
Well, they're doing a strange thing. They're releasing part one, and then they're waiting another year before they release part two of Wicked, which I don't get at all. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I don't understand it either, thinking about the musical, but there must be ways that they're filling it out, right?
I don't know.
And obviously, in a movie, you can do things, especially with sort of the magical nature of living in the world that is Oz. That could allow for expanding. It's interesting. But again, there must be a reason, right? Outside of the financial potentially splitting it, right?
Well,
there must be a reason they wanted to expand it.
I saw it in Chicago, and I loved it. The original Broadway cast album I've played over and over again with Kristen Chenoweth. And for people that don't know, it's the story of the Wizard of Oz, almost. It's how the Wicked Witch of the West got wicked. is basically how she became such a nasty person. And Glenda the Good Witch is played by Kristen Chenoweth. I forget who played the Wicked Witch.
Idina Menzel, who went on to be the voice of Elsa in Frozen. I mean, everybody knows that voice from Let It Go, right?
Who John Travolta blew her name at the Academy Awards and couldn't pronounce it. That was a famous scene. Oh, there's so many great shows. You know what one I saw recently? Didn't see it on Broadway. It's the kid with the cast on his arm. What was the name of that show?
Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh,
yeah.
I love the movie. I fell in love with that movie. Dear Evan Hansen. Great songs. Great story about total misunderstanding.
And yeah, it's one of the shows that I think I've seen which I love about theater is sometimes where you sit with your sort of emotions about what you're watching and you don't know how to feel about it. Like, he was doing everything for the right reasons, but it was a really awful thing that he was doing. I saw the production when it toured through Milwaukee, but again, it was great. It was a very cool experience. It was a very sort of modern, you know, show for now, right, with all the tech and, you know, the texting and communication. But, like, it was great theater for feeling, you know, it made you feel something. Like, I don't know how I sort of navigate my emotions around this character. I want to care about him, but he's doing something horrible.
Yeah, and it's all a show of misunderstanding, and it's so great. Dear Evan Hansen, the DVD's out. You can get that. Ian Anderson appearing this weekend, Saturday, and give me one of the songs you're going to sing so I know it's you on stage.
I'm singing as part of the ensemble, and then I'm also singing in the song from How to Succeed, Been a Long Day,
when
characters are waiting for the elevator. Yeah, it's a cute song with two other great, talented people at the Guild.
Well, if you come up after the show in the lobby, I'll say hello to you there. Ian Anderson, Broadway blockbusters, and it's at the Racine Theater Guild this Saturday. Is it one show only? Is that how it's working?
We're doing two shows. There's one at 2:00 and then one at 7:00. So, yeah, get your ticket.
Yeah.
Two options.
All right. There you go. And I'm going to the matinee, actually. We go to my wife. We don't stay up late. so we're going to the matinee. Hey, Ian, thank you very much. I love talking Broadway. I could do it for days. We're going to go out with one of the songs that will be sung at the Racine Theater Guild, Do Re Mi from The Sound of Music. Ian, thank you very much. Hold on the line. Don't go anywhere, Ian.
Let's start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. When you read, you begin with
ABC.
When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi. The first three notes just happen to be Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
I'll make it easier for you. Listen.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CB.